Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Libra and Venus entering Virgo and why that pairing is special. But in case you missed it, last week we had the full moon in Aries. So if you want to know more about what happened then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Mars in Scorpio and the upcoming solar eclipse in Libra.
And with that being said, let's dive into this episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we explain what happens when Mercury enters Libra and Venus enters Virgo, we need to talk about why these two happening around the same time is special. This in astrology is called mutual reception. Mutual reception in astrology occurs when two planets are in each other's ruling signs. So, in other words, it happens when the planet is in the sign ruled by another planet and vice versa. In the case of Mercury in Libra and Venus in Virgo, Mercury is in the sign ruled by Venus, which is Libra, and Venus is in the sign ruled by Mercury, which is Virgo.
This is a very special energy that astrologers look for, and something that we want to mention in this episode, because mutual receptions create a harmonious and cooperative energy between the two planets that are involved. In the case of Mercury in Libra and Venus in Virgo, the Mercury energy will promote more smooth and effective communication, which is ruled by Mercury, within our relationships, which is ruled by Venus.
Which is definitely going to be helpful when we get into what exactly Venus in Virgo entails. But just wanted some context, because I'm sure you'll hear people talking about mutual reception, and it's just good information to know. Now let's get into the transits. Mercury enters Libra on October 4th at 8:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know, Libra is an air sign, and Libra rules over balance, harmony, and justice. Mercury, the planet of communication and intellect, when it's in the sign of Libra, it promotes more balanced communication. You might find that people are really seeking to have harmony in the way they interact with others. And then since those themes of justice are pretty prominent, you might notice that this is a great time for resolving conflict and speaking up for what is right and what is fair in your life.
How this affects you. During this transit, you're going to be more considerate of other people's perspectives and opinions. Libra is known for seeing all sides to a situation, so it's really easy to put yourself in someone else's shoes and to understand where other people are coming from, which can lead to more constructive and productive discussions and communication during this time. Libra is also associated with aesthetics and the appreciation of beauty. When Mercury is in Libra, you might have more of a awareness of different aesthetics in your surroundings and everyday life. You could be more drawn to art, fashion, and design during this time as well.
So why this matters? I'm sure you also know that Libra is ruled by Venus, which does rule over how we relate to others. So while we're thinking like a Libra, there is more of an emphasis on collaborative thinking, teamwork, working together, brainstorming, finding new solutions as a group, since that element of relationships is present in our communication. Something that's also worth knowing is that since Libra does rule over the scales and can weigh the pros and cons pretty well, there might be a struggle with making some decisions.
Something you might not know is that Libra's connection to aesthetics also extends to our language. While Mercury's in Libra, you might find more of an appreciation for a beautiful language, like poetry, music, and literature.
And if you're wondering how long this lasts, Mercury will enter Scorpio on October 22nd at 2:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between October 4th and October 22nd to experience Mercury in Libra.
And per usual, certain signs are affected more than others. Libra, Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn placements will be affected the most by this transit. And by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
Now, there are two key dates you're going to want to pay attention to. The first one is October 19th. Mercury will be opposite the North Node / conjunct the South Node. The North Node represents the direction in which we are headed in life, and the South Node tends to represent where we've been. It's our habits, our patterns, it's our past. So when Mercury is conjunct the South Node, you might notice that there are some familiar thought patterns and communication styles coming back from the past. Maybe old habits might be resurfacing. So while you are revisiting these themes from the past, it might be insightful so that you can move forward to what you're currently working on. Overall, Mercury conjunct the South Node is definitely a good chance to draw on the wisdom you gain from past experiences, but it's just important not to dwell in those memories.
And then on October 20th, Mercury will be square Pluto. Squares do bring about some tension, so there will be some challenges when it comes to this aspect. While this is happening, our communication and conversations are going to become more intense. Pluto's influence in this aspect can be very transformative, and it can change the way that you are communicating. However, it's also important to keep in mind that we will be reflecting a little bit more deeply during this time, and as a result, a lot of topics that come up in conversations might have to do with your emotional side or psychology, which can be a little bit intense. So it's really important that you take care of yourself and that you are being mindful of your thoughts on this day.
Then the next thing that happens in astrology is Venus entering Virgo on October 8th at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, when Venus is in Virgo, our approach to relationships, money, and aesthetics tends to take more of a practical approach. Venus in Virgo emphasizes attention to detail in your relationships. You might notice that you're more focused on and appreciative of small gestures, and you might also be more willing to lend a helping hand to others. But when it comes to your overall environment, you might notice that you're more appreciative of well-organized environments and overall just prioritizing practicality.
How this affects you is you might see a shift in focus towards your health and well-being. Venus does deal with the way that we take care of ourselves, so you might find that you're more focused on developing healthy habits and making practical changes in your life to take better care of yourself. Venus also does deal with our finances, so you might find that you're becoming more attuned to your financial habits and taking a deeper and closer look at the way that you are budgeting during this time.
So why this matters? Since Virgo is ruled by Mercury, which is all about communication, there might be more of an emphasis on clear and effective communication within all of your relationships. You might also find that it's easier to express your needs in a more practical and logical way. Somewhat related, in the workplace, Venus in Virgo is also a great time for seeking constructive feedback for the work that you're doing if that's something that resonates with you.
Something you might not know is that Venus is in fall in Virgo. When a planet is in fall, it means that it's not performing at its best. It's not its most comfortable and authentic self in that sign. So with that being said, it's really important that you are mindful of being overly critical of yourself or of your creative work. As we mentioned in the very beginning of this episode, there is a mutual reception going on, which should help alleviate some of this challenging energy.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Venus enters Libra on November 8th at 4:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between October 8th and November 8th to experience the Venus in Virgo energy.
And again, certain signs will be affected more than others. Those signs are Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, and Sagittarius placements. And again, that is Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars.
And if you're wondering which signs are more likely to find love during this transit, it's going to be Pisces risings because Venus will be in your seventh house of relationships, and Taurus risings because Venus will be in your fifth house of romance. And those are rising signs only. Now, there are quite a few key dates you're going to want to pay attention to. The first one is October 10th. Venus will be opposite Saturn. One of the main effects of this aspect is a sense of limitations when it comes to all things Venus. So that could mean creativity, relationships, and also our spending. So it's just something to be mindful of if you feel like you're holding back in any of those areas of your life. It's just the Saturn energy and it will pass.
And then on October 22nd, Venus will be trine Jupiter. This is a very positive aspect that is associated with a strong sense of abundance and luck. You might find that there's a lot of opportunities for growth and new experiences. You also might be feeling more social during this time and interested in doing more activities.
And then on Halloween, October 31st, Venus will be trine Uranus. Venus trine Uranus can encourage you to embrace change. So you might notice that you're more open to trying new experiences. Some new and exciting friendships can emerge during this time, and you might notice that you're meeting people who might have unique perspectives on life, which can be fun to include in your social circle if you're going to any Halloween events.
And then on November 3rd, Venus will be opposite Neptune. Oppositions are a little bit more challenging. So during this time, you might find that when it comes to your relationships, that there's more of a focus on setting boundaries. Even though Neptune can foster a sense of empathy, it's really important that you are maintaining healthy boundaries because Neptune is known for making things a little bit blurry and confusing.
And then lastly, on November 6th, Venus will trine Pluto. Venus trine Pluto can encourage you to explore the deeper emotional layers of your relationships. You might find that you're more willing to open up, share your vulnerabilities, and connect on a deeper level with the people in your life. That's pretty much it for this week. But if you're curious to know how Mercury in Libra or Venus in Virgo affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We do readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in your questions. We'll be able to pull up your chart and answer all of your questions on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mars entering Scorpio as well as the solar eclipse in Libra. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!